Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Data versus Information, Understanding the Difference. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Data Engineering Concepts in the Data Engineering Fundamentals for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definitions of data and information, the transformation process from data to information, and relevant examples that illustrate the difference. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between data and information and articulate the process of transforming raw data into valuable insights. Main content definitions of data and information. To grasp the difference between data and information, let's start with their definitions. Data refers to raw facts and figures without context. It can be numbers, text, images, or sounds that, on their own, do not provide meaningful insights. For instance, a list of numbers like 100, 200, 300 is just data until we provide context. On the other hand, information is the result of processing, organizing, and interpreting data. It gives context to the raw facts, making them useful for decision-making. For example, if we say, the company's revenue increased by 200% in Q1, we have transformed raw data into information that can guide business strategies. Understanding this distinction is crucial for professionals in finance and fintech, where turning data into actionable insights can lead to better business decisions. The transformation process from data to information. Now that we have defined data and information, let's explore how we transform data into information. The transformation process generally involves three critical steps: collection, processing, and analysis. Collection. This is the first step where raw data is gathered. In a finance context, data might come from sales transactions, customer feedback, or market research. The key here is to ensure the data collected is relevant and accurate. Processing. Once collected, the data must be processed to make it meaningful. This can involve cleaning the data, removing errors, organizing it, categorizing or sorting, and formatting it, converting into understandable formats. For instance, if we have sales data, we might categorize it by product type or region. Analysis. Finally, we analyze the processed data to draw insights. This could involve statistical methods or data visualization techniques. For example, you might create graphs or dashboards to visually represent trends in revenue over time, helping stakeholders quickly understand company performance. By understanding this process, you can better appreciate how to leverage data effectively, especially in the fast-paced finance and fintech sectors. Examples to further illustrate the difference between data and information in a practical context, let's consider a couple of examples relevant to the finance and fintech industry. Example 1. Customer transactions. Imagine a fintech company that tracks customer transactions. The raw data might include transaction amounts, timestamps, and customer IDs. However, by analyzing this data, the company can generate information such as customers who use the app during weekends tend to spend 30% more than those who use it on weekdays. This insight can inform marketing strategies and product offerings. Example 2. Market trends. Another scenario involves analyzing market trends. A finance team may collect data on stock prices over a year. The raw data is just a series of numbers. However, once processed, the information derived might reveal that stock prices for technology companies have risen by 15% since last year. This information can guide investment decisions and risk assessments. These examples clearly showcase how raw data can be transformed into valuable information that drives strategic decisions in finance and fintech. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the key differences between data and information and discussed the transformation process from raw data into valuable insights. Recognizing the significance of this distinction is crucial for making informed decisions in your professional journey. As you move forward, keep in mind how you can leverage data effectively to uncover insights that can propel your career in finance and fintech. Reflection questions. How can understanding the difference between data and information improve your decision-making in your role? Describe a situation where transforming raw data into information could lead to better business outcomes. Reflect on a time you encountered data in your work. How did you or could you transform it into actionable information?